I've switched. Now it's Table Talk. Yeah, because I've been talking since 5 a.m. So let's take a break and look at the women issues. If you're joining for the first time, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and this is Table Talk, a show for women and the men who love them or who don't. Whichever side of the table you fall on, welcome to the show. We've had quite a season in October, but I'm taking a break from our conversations to again bring you, because I want you to make money as we move to the end of the year, and I want women making power moves, making money moves. So if you've been dreaming of going into real estate, if you've had that dream for so long, I have an expert here with me in the studio who's going to share with us her journey, and you're free to ask her questions in 1 hour. How are you guys going to say thank you to me? I don't even know. Like, I should charge you guys for this stuff, but don't worry, I'm just nice like that. So she's going to join us. She's right here with me. Move closer if you want to know how real estate works and how you can plug into it as a woman in this space. As usual, the show is in two parts. The first part is the appetizer, where I give you just a gist of how my weekend went and whatever stuff I learned from it. And then we'll go on to the main dish. So if you're ready, I am. Let's go.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
What's the biggest appetizer from the weekend aside from the election in Anambra State? And I was so excited to hear that there were so many women that came out during the election. Wow, like, in most of the polling units, women turned up. And that's the kind of stuff I want to hear. So again, if you're in Lagos and you've not registered to vote in 2023, do it now. Don't you guys, don't wait for the rush. Go on to any, you can just go to the INEC website, look for the location closest to you, register to vote, get your PVC, turn up and vote, and choose your leaders for the next 4 years. I'm super excited. I feel like giving those women a big hug for turning up. Even if you saw the pictures, the videos, women came out en masse, and I'm here for it. All right, let's go into the main dish now, shall we?
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, the dish is served. Welcome to Table Talk. My guest is right here. Priska Atta is joining the show. Hello, Priska.
Hello, good morning.
Move closer, move closer. You're here to tell us how to make money. I like you already, because I'm here
Thank
to make
you.
Money. So, women, come closer. I want to talk to you. You know, I have a line for you to call, and that's 0146-57190. And the show is live on Facebook and YouTube. So, plug in, join right now, and leave me your thoughts and your comments. Okay, let's see if I can get onto WhatsApp. I see you have comments already. Give me a minute, I'll get there. So let's get started. Priska, you've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Tell me your journey. What pushed you into real estate? When did you start?
Okay, well, I got into real estate in 2015. And that was after some, you know, career moves. And it was just that I thought it was a men's world, so I didn't get into it early. But just the interest was just from reading books. I had people like Donald Trump as my mentors. From reading their book, that was even before he became president. So it's not because he's president, he was president.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought it was, I needed billions of naira.
Because I was going to tell you, I was going to ask you if you're a very rich woman. Because the idea is real estate.
Yeah, well,
as
on
a
journey
million.
To journey
on
to
a journey. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So what are you coming from? What prompted you? What did you stumble on? What woke you up?
Well, I was in banking, you know, and I'm a mom. Yeah, and banking was really not tough. I was in operations, so I wouldn't say I had too much pressure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apart from the, but I needed something better, something more. Sorry, not better, something more, something different. And when the doors for real estate opened up and I saw another way to get into real estate without breaking the banks, I seized the opportunity, and it has been a good learning curve ever since then. And I don't regret it. And I encourage people to take on real estate. It's a very interesting industry, especially women. Take on in real estate. It's not a men's world as we talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure they're still going to argue with me when they call. But, you know, the idea is when you talk real estate, you're talking haggling prices on buildings, on land, on property. And usually this is a men's thing, you know, because we live in a patriarchal society. In fact, we still have a challenge where some landlords will not rent houses to single ladies or to single moms, you know. So for women, they believe it's tough. But you're a mom and you've done this. So what I mean, this is a good example for us here in the studio. So let's be frank. About how much money did you have when you started?
Well, I would say I don't have anything. I didn't have anything. So from banking, I was in another job, you know, before I started. And I really thank my boss today. I'm sure my former boss. Mm. I'm sure he's listening today, Mr. Michael Amai. So I was in an IT company where I learned, and he was an entrepreneur, a budding entrepreneur at that time. And I'm happy I had that learning ground, you know, to venture into this. And I would say that I left in good faith. And since then, I now plunge into real estate. It was from a friend that introduced me. Though I loved real estate, I've always loved the idea of real estate. But people didn't know that there are ways you can get into real estate without actually spending a naira of yours. So I would say I didn't have any money when I got into real estate.
No, believe Joe.
I'm serious. There was no money involved. The truth is that everybody wants real estate, either to own them. Maybe they are not ready, or they don't have the right people to connect them to the right property. So that is just it. So if we are there as a solution provider, then there's no, and people are ready to buy into you, you know, then I don't think you have any problem.
Where's that coming from? Okay, so you didn't have any money. So I want to speak to those who don't have any money. So I don't have any money and I want to go into real estate. How am I going to buy the property to sell?
Okay, well.
Or let's start with, what is real estate? I think that's a good place to begin. Do you have your phone there? So what's that thing whispering into them? Working. It's still working. Okay, so let's go on.
Okay, so well, real estate, as you know, is everything under the sun, in the sky, the water, the air, everything. We are in real estate right now. So generally, everybody, every living being, every living thing is in need of real estate. So real estate is that piece of property, what is in it, under the what, the gold, and everything that comes into it. So it's not just about the land or the building. So real estate is all encompassing. So and everybody is in real estate in one way or the other, either as a consumer, as a business owner, as a broker. So when you were asking about how to get into real estate without no money, so you don't really necessarily have to buy immediately, but you can be a connector. So you can connect me to the buyer, connect the buyer to the seller, and you're already in real estate, and there's a brokerage in between. So there's no...
And you get your brokering fee.
Exactly. So you don't... But then again, you can now begin to buy, invest in real estate from the money you've made from the brokerage, you know, from the commissions. So it's not about you having the money all in one place before you go into it. Really.
So I see a lot of to lets around. I know that the first ladder that comes to people's mind is, okay, let me look for empty apartments that are for rent or for lease. I see people begin to put them up on their WhatsApp statuses and say, oh, apartment for rent here, 2-bedroom apartment, this piece of land is available here. If I sell it, where do I find these? For a rookie, where do I find this apartment? Who tells me where to find them?
Now, for us in Platinum Crest, we also train, you know, new brokers. We train marketers. We train people to get to know how to even identify the property that is available to sell first, and to also identify the right property to the people, to the clients, to your prospects. You know, so we have it. We have training for people. So it's not, you don't have to go study. I didn't study real estate. I studied philosophy from the University of Lagos. I didn't study estate management. But of
course, we can say this is philosophical money.
Yeah, you can say that. So anybody that is willing to learn, especially women, the platform is there, really. Mm. And we have that platform. Even in our company, in Platinum Crest, we train the brokers on how to go into real estate, how to invest their monies into real estate as well.
Let's talk about regulation in this industry. I know that, like I said, the first rung on this ladder that I see people climb is look for apartments that are available and then put them up for rent. Is that regulation? Is there anything that can stop me if I want to go in here?
In Nigeria, really, all of us can actually go into real estate without actually having the going through the proper regulation, but it is very important that you register with the appropriate bodies. You know, it's very important. In this space, we can just say, okay, I have an uncle that have a house to sell. Usually you're supposed to take the house and give to a broker to, you know, to manage it, or a facility manager that is registered to manage it. But I wouldn't say it is a bad thing to have that opportunity, that window open for now, because anybody that is willing, you know, and ready, sees the property and is able to connect with the owner and is able to bring the client should be paid, really.
Before I go to the phone lines and open them up, you made a move from banking to real estate. No, not a move, it was a plunge. Because you moved sectors. You moved across sectors. I know this is a big fear for a lot of people, not just women. You know you want to do something, but leaving your familiar space, I won't call it a comfort zone. It might not be comfortable, but because it's a familiar space, leaving that space and moving somewhere else is usually a difficult jump. How did you navigate this? Was it frightening for you?
Well, personally, I'm not the type that gets frightened easily. And because I also learn, I am ready to learn from anybody, anyone that is willing to teach. And since they say that if the student is ready, the teacher always appears. Truly, the teachers have been appearing in my journey. And I'm really grateful to all those people that have taught me on this journey so far. So I wouldn't say it's so much of a move, because one, you're also there as an entrepreneur, so you have your time to manage. So the pressure that you are in is the one you put on yourself. So I think that makes it easy. So you know how to structure your time. You know what you're doing. So there was no problem. So the plunge, yes, from going a familiar space to a totally not so unfamiliar space, because I have read up, you know, and the interest was there. So all I needed was the right environment, the right platform to now do what I have always loved and thought I wouldn't be able to do, because I thought you have to be a certain kind of person, especially being a man, you know, to even go in. But I'm happy that I'm here today, and I'm encouraging people. If you're ready to learn, the sky is even your beginning.
I love one thing that you said, that when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. I also like that you didn't just make a plunge. You read, you studied, you understood the space before going in there. Okay, now 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. If you're female, I have a line for you, and that's 0146-57190. I might be able to take WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can use Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, to send me your thoughts and your comments. Let me open it up. Yeah, we're talking about women making money moves in real estate. What's stopping you from making the money available there? You can tell me when you call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Yeah, wonderful show you guys are having.
Thank you.
Very educative. Everybody's trying to make money from real estate. Real estate is like the biggest market in Africa, I think in Nigeria. But this is what I want to just one correction, Women will sell anything 10,000 times before any man will sell, really. And real estate is a woman's market. I can hardly market the property to anybody that will buy it, but I know any woman that tries wins. And that's my input anyways. Thank you for your time, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Well,
is this true? I was going to disagree. I think that the ability to sell is an individual thing, whether you're male or female.
When I came into the industry, I started saying, what was I even afraid of all this while? So even in development, so now real estate is very large. So it's not just about the sales and the marketing of property. We're talking of development, facility management, interior design. So it's not just... Real estate is not just about the sales. But in the selling part, really, even the men were doing better. But now, really, if you check the people in the industry, in my own, from what I've understood so far, the women are making big moves, even including development. And I'm so proud and happy that women are taking this. So I would like to agree with him.
Really? Oh, she agrees. Hello? Sorry about that. Please try again. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Emeka.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good program you people are having there.
Thank you.
So how can somebody come in? Are you training only a woman, or if a man is interested too?
Male and female now. So we are here to make money. I'm sure she's ready to make money. So male and female. I'll possibly give you her social media handle before she leaves so that you can ask her. I want you guys to make the money, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Someone asked a question on Facebook and says that he tried joining to come into real estate, but the company he's joining is asking them to pay annual fee ranging from 36,000 and above. Let her also tell us more about how we can join. So they're saying that you essentially still need some money to start.
Well, most companies charge for this, and I would say for good reasons, really, because companies are training And they are training these people for free weekly.
Oh, they give them weekly
training? Weekly trainings, online and offline. On site, you know, in the offices.
So you don't, you mean that you don't want to pay for all of that?
They take these people out for inspection free, you know. Mm. They take their clients to the sites free of charge many times a week. You know, so I wouldn't fault any company that is actually charging for it, really.
Stop it. Why you don't want to pay? You want them to do all of that for free? Hello? Oh, come on. Are you ready? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Ikenna.
Welcome.
So, my question is this. What age range for the women? Because I have a couple of cousins, younger ones, some are in the university, that have been interested in real estate.
Mm.
So is there any age limit to women coming in, young or old age?
Okay. Good question there. Before you answer, let me check this one. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Victory.
Yes.
First of all, I want to ask, what happened to the sunny side we've not been hearing? Then?
Okay. Then? Finish up.
Then, in this real estate, what is the age limit?
Uh-huh.
Is it open for 18 years and above, or 25 and above?
Okay, age limit. Two questions, age limit. One more. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, Wenimo, what can real estate do for people that are living inside, people that have houses inside, that wants to sell, that wants to develop? Please, is there anything she can do for us?
No, come again. Come again.
I said, what can real estate, what can she in real estate do for people inside places like Okwafo, Mowe, Ikorodu? Because most of them we hear from, they'll tell you Ajaleki and all that. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I have a house to sell, but it's in Agbara area. I have finished it. It's just, in short, I've finished it. It's just a little thing remaining, just touching, like electronics, water, and all that. Then I want to sell it because I need the money. So what can people like her do for people like us? And in developing also, if we have a land, a house, and want to develop it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So let's start with the age limit question.
Okay. I think the second to last caller actually answered the question. There's no age limit. So as an adult in Nigeria, 18 is the adult age.
Yeah.
And from 18 and above, you should actually start thinking about real estate. And in fact, but before then, all of us should teach our children, really. You know, because my children are already learning about real estate. Nobody's 18 yet. You know, so teach your children, but actively get involved from 18. And it's not just for women, but women really need to come into this space.
Even as I speak, they need to come into the space.
So it's just 18 and above. In fact, we even have a program that we are doing with the youth corpus, the current youth corpus, because a lot of people are waiting to get into the labor market, which is very, very scarce. So, but if they, with the appropriate learning and teaching, they can start doing something even while they want to get into that white collar job, because most people really want to experience that office. But you can also experience making money and even learning, building grit while you are waiting for that job.
Building grit. Because even if you do get the office work, that grit.
Yes, you need grit.
Gosh, I love that. You see, grit is something that we don't teach a lot of young people these days. You see them buckle, they buckle under a slight weight very easily. They give up very easily. They don't know what to do. They're confused. Building grit. And I think I would strongly advise from 18.
Yes.
In fact, if you have children, begin to teach them about money.
Exactly.
You know, about buying and selling things. I know a lot of our children are sheltered. They don't go out. They don't buy things. They have people buying things for them. But it's essential you teach them the idea of money exchanging hands. It helps them grow. What was the other?
Yeah, she talked about...
No. While we were staying with the age limit, is that... Can you be too old to do this?
No, really. I actually have
is there a retirement age?
In fact, you should even retire into real estate, you know.
Oh, so retirees can do this?
Exactly. Retirees can do real estate. Because the truth is that we even have real estate colleagues, you know, partners all over the world, and then Nigerians, you know, because it's about you're just marrying the... That is if you're into sales, you're marrying the owner to the buyer. So you can do that over the phone, transatlantic. It doesn't have to be in Lagos or in Nigeria. And for the lady that talked about development, real estate is about location, location, location. There's no single developer that can cover every space.
And they'll go to the prime areas.
So, and there's market for every segment. But then, if she follows that handle, we can connect them because we also work symbiotically with a lot of people. I have a client, for instance, that wants something in Abuja. I wouldn't say, because I'm not in Abuja, I can't provide you that solution. And that's the reason why we have collaborations everywhere. You know, so I have people in Moe. I have clients that will say they want something in Moe. And I have partners, friends that service that area. So I can connect you to
so
that
it's about
area.
Connection. Exactly. And like she said, some people work in different spaces.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there's no place where you can't. I mean, you bought that land from somebody. Someone sold it to you.
Exactly.
So it can be. So it might take a while, unlike other places. But there's someone who's looking for that thing you have somewhere else. Okay, we're due for a break now. The phone lines are still buzzing. When we come back, I'll take a few more of your questions. You can head over to Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Women making money moves in real estate. I love the idea of money. It's November. Make some money before December. Send me some of it.
Me too.
My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and I'll be back after this break. And go away. Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're talking about women making money moves in real estate. My guest is right here with me in the studio telling us about her journey from the corporate world into the corporate world. Because this is also corporate, right, is it? Now, she has moved into real estate and she's telling us how she did it so that you are also encouraged to take that, to make that move if that's what you want to do. Real estate is a place where you can play as a woman, and I would love to see more women getting in that space, going into development, I mean, taking on contracts, you know, for buildings. I mean, it's just, you can just do management. You get the experts together to do the job. Just like running a business. All right. So that's the show we're having. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me take some messages from WhatsApp that you sent in earlier. Sam says here, Wemimo, the man was completely right when he says that women will sell 10 times before you can see him. Before a man can make a single sale. Me, actually, I don't agree, Sha. For instance, most of those real estate guys employ women in numbers and more. Again, when banks were the in thing, don't you see it was women they employed mostly for marketing? Why? Because they catch people's attention more. Okay, most indoor and outdoor advertising is women. Well, I know this is something about the woman's body, and maybe someone will find it attractive enough to want to put some money on it, but I don't believe so. When it comes to sales, I think that you can sell something well if you have the capacity to do it, whether you're male or female. And if you have good training also, then you get better at it. Bill Keys from Edimu says the challenge in real estate is getting buyers for the property. Priska.
Okay, like I mentioned earlier when we started, that everybody wants real estate. I've not seen anybody that have asked if you want a house or more houses that have not shown interest, you know. So getting buyers is to look for the person that is ready. And I tell people that everybody's time matures differently. I can tell you today about real estate, you're ready, but your readiness may be in 2 months, maybe in 1 year, maybe in 1.5 years, depending on how your projections. So if you just tell one person to buy into real estate and the person maybe gave you an excuse why he or she cannot buy it, and you, as a marketer, and you goes and you just go and sleep and say, oh, I've talked
everybody,
to three people.
Everyone.
The three people that represent the seven, I mean, what was the population of Nigeria?
Over 200 million.
You know, so, and you now say, oh, you are done. Then that's not it.
Isn't that the grit we're talking about?
That's the grit I'm talking about, because that's staying power. You need to learn it. You need to, because it also helps you in other aspects of your life. It helps your presentation skills, patience, waiting skills. You know, so you don't just talk to five people and all five of them say that maybe they are not ready. I'm sure they won't tell you they don't want to. They can't afford it yet. They are planning to. So the key is to tell a lot more people about the product that you're selling.
Yeah.
You know, so then my readiness is different from your readiness.
Absolutely.
You know, so I don't think.
But with this economy now, do we still have buyers? Do people still have money to buy real estate?
There's need for real estate every day. The economy is there, but people are still looking for roof over their
heads. Because they have to live somewhere.
So you have to live somewhere. So I wouldn't say that, you know, choose your economy and also affirm the right words, really. Because even during recession, people were saying
people were making money.
The surprising one was during the COVID. I thought the real estate was just going to go down. But it was so surprising that even at that time, real estate was still thriving. So I wouldn't say that, really.
Even during COVID?
Yes, during COVID, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's a thing. All right, let's get back to the conversations. 0700-993-993-993. On Facebook, Abosede Adedeji says it's encouraging. At the same time, there's risk. So what are the risks involved?
Okay, well, now that is where you now have to do your homework very well. Mm-hmm. Do the proper search of any property that you want to engage in. Just like any other thing, there's risk in real estate as well. So we are not even talking about the development and the crash and the substandard products some developers may use. That's not even it. Even the buying, the person, the right people, there's also fraud, you know.
Yeah.
So meeting the right person, knowing the right owner, that's where you have to be patient enough to look into it, to search, do your proper search with the proper authority. Do your investigations before you buy any product.
Or before you introduce a customer to
exactly.
Otherwise, so you're going to be in trouble too.
Exactly. So that's why. So risk is associated with anything, not just real estate.
But do your due diligence.
Do your due
diligence. Might save you a lot.
Yes.
Hello. Good morning. Ready?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Ame Thomas, speaking from Interchange.
Okay.
I want to give your audience a little one of the advice of the estate.
Okay.
Which is just my think of mind, which is supposed to put in mind as well.
Okay.
Like a real estate person, one of the criteria and the major aim the person should have in mind is that, one, think big, think large, think great, think high. And finally, this one is more effective one that guide all the...
Oh, think great, think large, think big, and then the network thing didn't think great. Sorry about that. Please try again. All right, I'm back on Facebook. Good morning. I'm having problems in making sales or connecting with clients in real estate. What is he or she doing wrong?
Well, we all have that challenge, you know, but that's what we also talk about, grit. And good thing is, today you meet a larger audience, not just by your word of mouth or your telephone calls. You know, you can use technology.
Mm-hmm.
With technology, you can reach a wider range of people and try to network. And it's not about looking at people and just seeing real estate. Form a relationship. You don't just see somebody today and want to sell anything to the person, especially in real estate. It has to be a relationship. You have to be comfortable with me.
What if I'm an introvert?
Then you have to learn it.
Hello,
I was an introvert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Wima, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was actually very good. Thank you for asking.
I knew it was ethic for you because I had you all through the elections.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. Thank you.
Sorry,
Thank
you. Sorry. Wima, please. Mine is on Sunnyside. What happened to Sunnyside?
Joyce has been away for a while, so that's why I've not answered you. I'm going to confirm if she's going to be here today before I go. But she's been away for a little while.
Please help us, Help us confirm.
Okay.
We miss Sunnyside.
Yes, happiness, I understand. I understand.
Thank you. Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. Love you too. Okay, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mrs. Wemimo.
Wemimo is just fine. You can remove the missus.
The Honorable, the Ibn Praise.
Oh, hi. You.
yeah. Good morning. Okay, continuing from the message I sent on Facebook earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Though it has an answer, but I have another one. I want to know if the real estate stuff also covers, as in, do I, as a realtor now, have access to also going for this to let? Is it limited to only land and properties? Because some of the real estate people will tell you that they are not covering you when you are going for to go and secure a apartment for people to rent. That it's only for land and buying of property. So I want to know if it extends to that. That's question one.
Okay.
Question two is, how easy will it be for her own real estate to get ID card for a person? Because what I know is for over a year, they won't give you ID card. They will say, and me, I don't like involving myself in something that I will not be able to, that it will be fast where I'm coming from. I won't be able to present
do things legally.
Okay.
So that's a second question.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Before we answer that, Livingstone has been on the line. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Livingstone has gone. All right, let's answer that question. So it says something about ID cards. I don't know precisely what that is.
Okay, so now if you a marketer with a certain company and you are their staff, they should actually give you ID
card. Why wouldn't you have ID
card? Of course, so you should get ID card. And he talked about not able to...
Like, is real estate limited to buying and selling of land and property?
As I'm saying, that real estate is a very broad industry. There's so much. There's facility management. There's interior design. There's development. There's sales.
And you see, that facility management jumps at me.
Okay.
There are so many people who have buildings who are looking for people to manage it for
them. Exactly.
If you don't want to do buying and selling, you can do facility management.
So that's like
you guys, see idea.
So and again, you can't meet. Maybe every industry, every company have chosen their own niche. So if they say we don't cover to let, I think we should just go. If that's what your interest is, I think you can align with a company that does that. There are some companies that all they do is just facility management, is just development, it's sales, is brokerage. So it's very broad, really.
Yeah.
So if you meet a company and they say they don't do this, I think you can.
I mean, they don't do it. It doesn't mean that you can't do it if you want. You can go work with some other person.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Who's
and for our own marketers, we are independent marketers. We give IDs to our independent marketers.
That shows that independent. That is it.
So that's after you've done. We've checked you, and we can give you ID card. Whereas we understand that you want to go out and you want to have a cover. Exactly. So we don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Let me speak to this person. Hello?
Hello?
Put off your radio. Are you there? Okay. He put off the phone instead. Bros KS Olusegun on Facebook is asking, I'm interested in real estate. What are the basic things to know in real estate as a beginner?
As a beginner, get into our company in Platinum Crest. We teach you.
Hold
your hand.
See, marketer will hold you down. They will hold you just by the door.
So we hold your hands, really. And I was a beginner at some point, knowing nothing practicable about real estate. But once you're learning, ready to learn, really, there's people ready to teach you.
I like that thing you said. Once the student is ready, the teacher will show. And it's the truth. And it's not just in real estate, even in life. Mm-hmm. Once you set your heart to do something, you will find the way to do it.
Exactly.
You can start off by... The internet is your friend.
Exactly.
You know, the internet is... You guys use a lot of data. I don't know what you use it for, but there's the things that can improve... You know, that can improve your growth. You can find them online. Ebenezer Omomumi is saying, please, is real estate business limited to lands and buildings? No, we've answered that. I mean, if I join now, will it cover me renting apartment out? Yeah, I think we've said that over and over again. Yes. Let's see this one here. Okay, I think I've answered this one. All right, let's go on back to WhatsApp before I return to the calls. Where are the women? I'm doing this for you, and the men are the ones taking over the conversation. Where are the men? I have a line for you, and then it's 01465719 01465719 All right, let's start. Let's go on to WhatsApp, where someone is asking, we've answered this already. How do you start as a beginner in real estate? We've answered that. Don't worry, I'll tell you her. What's the social media handle?
Platinum Crest. Platinum Crest.
I'll do that for free. All right, just because I'm here to help you guys to make this money, reach out to her. She'll guide you. Hello, good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was okay, thank you.
My name is Jeremiah.
All right, welcome.
I like the way your guest start off. He talks about reading Donald Trump's book. I also read Donald Trump's book. I knew Donald Trump before he became president. Mm. I knew I need to be. And Robert Kiyosaki. So I want to ask, someone like me, I doesn't have enough time to attend seminar, classes, and all that. Can I go into real estate with the little knowledge I have in reading those post books?
Hmm.
Will I stumble too much?
Hmm. I like that you said, will I stumble too much? You didn't ask if you stumble at all. So I think you're a very practical person. Thank you. Keep listening. So yeah. Can book knowledge guide you?
It will help you to build the basics. And of course, our real estate in Nigeria is different from real estate all over the world.
That's right.
So that is a generic real estate you've learned, you've read. You know, but that's training. Every culture, every client have their own way they do their real estate. Mm-hmm. The way they do real estate in Dubai, which I'm private to know, is different from what we do here in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So anywhere you go,
the market is different.
Exactly. So you have to learn it. So, and there are other online opportunities. Even our learning, apart from our teaching, apart from the one we have in the halls, in the rooms, in the training
the
rooms,
physical.
We also have the online training. So something has to give, really.
That's it. Yeah, if this is what you want to do, you need to commit time to it. You can say, I'm going to give 1 hour a day.
Exactly.
So is it 1 hour before bedtime? Am I going to deprive myself of 1 hour sleep every night? You know, if your day is very busy, you must give time to it.
Exactly.
Something has to give. You don't want to move somewhere and then you're underprepared to get in there. Again, the market is different. The space is different. The countries, we are different. In fact, the way Nigerians reason is totally different. So the book knowledge is good, but you need to commit some time to it.
Yeah.
Akintoye Adeola Livingstone, oh, I think he was the one trying to call, says, I've been trying to connect things. Oh, I picked your call. The man saying females sell 10 times before a man can sell one is really right. This is me rolling my eyes.
No, but not really. The guys are doing so much as well in real estate. In
so
fact, they're doing so much. They're doing massively because they take bolder
steps.
More.
Yeah, they're
they
not afraid.
They take bolder steps. They don't even think retail the way the women think, really.
So why do you think women think on it?
The fear. I don't know. There's one fear that has been inherent from time immemorial, I must say, I think.
Mm.
You know, so while the men is thinking in numbers,
we are trying in trickles.
When we sell one or two, we are so excited and feel so. But then again, it's a journey, really, because it wasn't always like these women were not even out this much to even plunge, really.
Mm.
So, and I think that bolder steps are being taken by women now. But I would say that the men go; they are not afraid, and that's what we need to learn as well.
Mm.
You know, that's boldness to approach things in a bigger capacity. So
because
the men
you
are
can
thinking,
do it.
Yeah, so they are thinking large expanse. So we can do it. So I wouldn't say because we succeed in little sales is good because we are no longer where we were, you know.
So you know, for I'm coming to see the lines, but you know, this is a very serious issue that you've mentioned, and I don't want to gloss over it. There's something that holds women back from doing big things. You know, from being that huge company that people know, you just think, oh, it's just far away from me. Mm-hmm. Do you have tips for women to break this ice?
Well, I would say I wouldn't say I'm totally there, you know, as well as a person, because I have to constantly remind myself that we all have 24 hours.
That's
right. I mean, God has also given us the same, you know, the same desires, really. So I think it's just for us to dream bigger. We should start approaching things from a perspective that we are humans, not from the gender
male
perspective.
Female,
we are humans with the same and equal opportunity as our the opposite gender, really. So it's not gender-based.
Mm.
So if you think big, the doors will also open big. And I've realized that as well, really, because the fear of wanting to start is you keep thinking, keep thinking. So
you overthink it.
We are always thinking. So in that analysis paralysis, sometimes we just die there without even
the idea dies in fear.
Exactly.
Without even starting.
Exactly. So it's happened even to me, really. Like, you know, when I was about to even start off as an entrepreneur first, before I was in consultancy marketing, to start my own, it was difficult in the thought space.
Mm.
But then I said, I have to just do it afraid. And I think the men do it afraid, but they don't show it that they're actually afraid.
Hmm.
So, but we show it, and for that, we think that the men are born with it.
But they were not.
They're not, but they know how to do it afraid and faster.
You must also learn this thing. I think grit again, it comes down to you must develop it. So how can I develop grit?
For me personally, just by affirmation. As simple as that sounds, you were talking to myself that I can do it. As simple as that sounds, it's simple, but it's actually powerful.
There's a 5-second rule that I follow that someone says, and it's like the first 5 seconds of your morning, once you wake up, go and stand in front of a mirror, put your hand on your chest and say, I am loved. I can do it. Then put high five yourself in the mirror. I love that concept. Yes. Look in the mirror. Look yourself. Some of you don't look as yourself. Some of you don't. You've not actually looked at yourself. I know you look at the mirror. You look at your face.
You don't look into your eyes.
Some of you are scared of looking into your eyes.
It's difficult. As simple as it's nobody's with you in the bathroom and you're there in your mirror and you can't look into the mirror and look into your eyes.
I think you guys should try it. I tried it the first time I did. It's very powerful. It felt like I was looking deep. It was like a boomerang.
Yes, exactly.
It was like a boomerang. But it's really powerful.
It's like an out-of-body experience, really.
That's what it is. But I think that everyone should try it and speak to that yourself that you're looking at that nobody else sees, you know, that you can actually do. I think that you can. I want to see all of you women, dominate the real estate space. You can be just because you can do it.
Exactly.
Now, what role does mentorship play in this? I know the women.
Big.
So most of the people playing here are men. And you know this, my husband will not allow me be. How can you say, I was speaking to my mentor? So how do women navigate this space? Because we need them to have
it's
mentors.
It's challenging, really. I think the mentoring also starts from the home, because with your partner, and when your partner believes in what you're doing, even without even really understanding it, because I know that when I wanted to leave my job, my husband was not, he doesn't even understand what I was leaving. But then his support, you know, that support system is good from the home. But then the role of mentorship for someone that has done it, that has gone ahead of you, cannot be overemphasized, really. Yeah. So mentors always be ready to learn. If you're right, like I said, they are willing to teach. People are really willing to teach even for free, you know, these days. So the role of mentorship cannot be cut short, really. So
And let me also say, in the mentorship space, what I've also seen is that it's not compulsory that you have one mentor.
No.
Some people think that a mentor is a lifelong mentor.
No.
Some people mentor you in caches, like someone mentors you and you know they're done with you because they've deposited that knowledge. And you need to find another mentor for the next ladder.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you discard mentor, but it means that you need to then reach out to somebody. So you need to go step by step. I feel like I need to be paid for this. That's the way I feel. I feel like we've given so much on this show that if you are not doing real estate going forward, if you've wanted to do it, if you've been afraid, we've told you everything you can do to make sure that you succeed in this space. So now it's up to you. It's totally up to you to play in this space. But I wanted to see you succeeding in that space. Okay, we've got one more minute to go. So I'm going to allow you to tell them your social media handles again. Yeah, because I need them to actually reach out to you so you can help them for free. Help them for free.
No, it's a symbiotic relationship.
Symbiotic. Symbiotic. All right, what's your social media handle? Where can they find you online?
They can find us on Platinum Crest. That's Platinum_Crest. Crest, Platinum is PLATINUM. Then Crest, it's CREST. Then
so after Platinum, you put underscore
Crest. Mm-hmm. Then our website, www.platinumcrestglobal.com.
That's
our website.
That's it. Phone numbers.
Yes, our phone number is 090-0906-5555 in five places, 99, or 090-6-5555 in five places. 88. So it's quite simple.
It's
the same number,
simple.
The last two numbers,
88
and 99. 0906-000088.
Okay, then zero in five places. 88.
Then zero in five places. Nine. Yeah, so the first number is 0906.
I have helped you people. I've done well. I know that I've done well. Priska Atta, thank you very much for being on Table
thank
Talk
you
today.
Very
ladies,
much,
make the money
so nice.
Move. This is Monday. I've gingered you. Take the vibe and run with it. The same for guys. I love all of you. I'll see you again tomorrow at 5 a.m. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Follow me on social media as Wemimo Sport.
3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Hello to all the mama there.